Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Omet Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're beginning a brand new siman today, siman Tof Tes Zayin, which deals with the halachos of an Erev Tchumim on Yontif, Shecholio Somach L'Shabbos. Yontif next to Shabbos, and a two-day Yontif, and Rosh Hashanah, as we will see. So we begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Yom Tov Shecholio Somach L'Shabbos. When Yontif comes out adjacent to Shabbos, Bein Milafoneha, Bein Milachrea, whether Yontif is Friday or whether Yontif is Sunday. The halacha applies the same way, as the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Aleph tells us, the Yom Tov V'Shabbos, V'chein Shnei Yomim Tov V'Shogolio Shtei Kedusha Sein. Because Yontif is a separate Kedusha, Shabbos is a separate Kedusha, and if you have, as we'll see in a moment, the 2 days of Yontif Sheni Shogolios, the 2 days of Yontif that we have in Chutz Laretz, therefore, they all are considered separate entities, v'lochein ein erev yom echod shayach l'chaveru, and the erev that you make for one of the 2 days doesn't apply for the other day. Dear Shu, footnote number one has an interesting point over here. It says Yom Kippur is different. Nowadays, the way we do the calendar, never can have Yom Kippur on a Friday or on a Sunday. Various reasons, Chazal set up the calendar that can never happen. But in the days when they were Mekadesh, the Chodesh, based upon Re'iyah, when witnesses came, so it would be possible. So the Rambam brings down, in that situation, Shabbos and Yom Kippur are in fact considered one Kedusha. And the halach would be similar to the Rosh Hashanah halacha, where we consider the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as one Kiddush in regards to this din of Erev Tchumim. We'll see this in a moment. In any event, so the Mechaber is telling us over here, when you have Yom Tov that falls on a Friday or on a Sunday, and the halacha is in this situation, or Shnei Yom Tov and Shogolios, or the 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz, two first days of Pesach, the two last days of Pesach, the two first days of Sukkot, the two last days of Sukkot, as well as the 2 days of Shavuos. Yesh lo la'ariv shnei eruvim l'shtei ruchos. If you want, you have to have a separate Erev Tchumim for each of the days, or you can have one Erev Tchumim for both of the days. That's your choice. But if you do want to have two separate Erev Tchumims, you have to go and put out two separate pieces of Suda for them, the two meals for them, each for a different day. You're allowed to do that because the two Kedushas are different. So the simple case of Friday, Yontif, and Shabbos, you can have a separate Erev Tchumim for Friday, for Yontif, and then you can have a separate Erev Tchumim for Shabbos. So a person has different shiurim. He wants to go to the shul to the left of the town on Friday to hear the shiur. He wants to go to the shul to the right of the town on Shabbos to hear the shiur. So he's allowed to make two separate Erev Tchumims. Yesh lo la'ariv shnei eruvim l'shtei ruchos. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Beis says, Pirush yochol. If you want to, you can do this. Yochol la'ariv shnei eruvim b'pamachas uchule. When you set it up Erev Yontif, let's say Thursday afternoon, right before the Bein HaShmashos, you want to set up your Erev for Friday, and you want to set up a separate Erev for Shabbos, you can do so. You're not mechoyev to do so. If you want to, you can do that. And you can do this at two opposite ends, l'shtei ruchos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Gimel, u'mechaven, you have intention at that time. Sha'erev she'yivror b'layla hazeh, leilech misham ha'apayim, yikna lo shvisa v'vein ha'shmasa sho'yom zeh l'tzorach mochar. You don't even have to know which one you're going to do which. You don't know where the Talmidei Chacham are going to come and give this shir. Will it be the city on the left or the city on the right? And you'll find that out on Friday morning. So, on Thursday afternoon, before the Bein HaShmashos period of time, you set up the two Erev Tchumim. One will be to the left of the city to allow you to go to the left of the city 2,000 amos, and one will be to the right of the city to allow you to go 2,000 amos to the right of the city. And even if you don't know at that point which one it will be, that's perfectly good. You'll have one of them, there'll be the Erev for Friday, and one of them will be the Erev for Shabbos. That's perfectly good. And the Mechaber continues and says, "V'somech al eze mehem sheyirtze leyom rishon v'alo erev shebaruach hashnia leyom hasheni." And then when Yontif starts, let's say on Friday, in our case where it's Friday Yontif and Shabbos is of course Shabbos, you can pick whichever one you want when you are knowledgeable as to which one you want. Now you know which way the Talmud Chacham is coming, where the shir is going to be on Friday, and where the shir is going to be on Shabbos. So now, on Friday, you can say, this is the Erev retroactively through Breira, I'm setting up to be my Erev for Friday, and this one I'm setting up to be my Erev for Shabbos. That is perfectly permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this in Katan Dalet, Vein Tzorach Levarer Daitom Mibi Erev Yontif. You don't have to set this up on Erev Yontif. You have to set up the Erev Tchumim on Erev Yontif, but you don't have to say which one is which. So you put out one for Friday, you put out one for Shabbos, and you're not saying which one is which. And only on Friday, you'll say, now I want this one to be the Yontif one for Friday, and this one I want to be for Shabbos. The Amrinon Yesh Brera, because of the principle of Brera that we've spoken about, this retroactive determination works over here for Hilchos Derabbanan, and Erev Tchum is a Din Derabbanan. The Huvra Hardover Lemafreya. The Mishnah tells us that now retroactively we know which one you wanted. Shibamakum Hazeh Konelo Shvisa Hayom Bidein Hashmashos. Only on Friday will you be able to determine that then Thursday afternoon when it went into the Bidein Hashmashos, this is the one you wanted for Friday and this is the one you want for Shabbos. Uki Deleil B'Simon Tov Yud Gimel. As we've already explained, it's permissible through this principle of Breira in Simon Tov Yud Gimel. He says, "Ach mikevon sheberer tzad echo biyom rishon shuv eino rashoy leilech biyos yom letzad hasheni." However, he says, once you have determined that Friday yontif, this is the erev that you have, so then you can't change it in the middle of the yontif. It's for the entire Friday, and you can't say, "Well, I really wanted this one." After you determined that you wanted this one, so once you went to the shir, the left of the town, and you establish that as your erev tchumim, you can't switch it in the middle of Friday yontif and say, "Now I want it to be the other one." Mechaber continues and he says, alternatively, if you want, Oma Arev Erev Echod L'Ruach Achas V'Somech Olav L'Echod Mishnei Hayomim. Or a person can set up just one Erev Tchum. There's going to be one shir. The Talmud Chacham is coming. We don't know if he's coming on Friday or he's going to come on Shabbos. And you want to go to that shir. And that's outside your town, so you have to make the Erev Tchumim over here. So what you do is you set it up on Erev Yontif, on Thursday afternoon in our case. And the second day, whether that's going to be the first day or the second day, that will be determined retroactively. You want to retain the rights of the Erev of your hometown, of your house. And you want to be able to go in 2,000 amas in every direction from your town. So this is perfectly permissible as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Karton Hey, Hainu Le'ezim Hem Shirtzu. You have the choice over here. Retroactively, will determine which day you want to have the extended Erev Tuchumim that you put out and which day you want to retain the Erev Tuchumim of the town, of your house, of your city. Umayre Gamkein, Shemechadein Bahanachoso, She'erev Yiknelo Bevein Ashmashu, Sel'ezim Mishnei Yom Letzorok Yom Mocher, Shelo, Ubiyom Mo'acher Yekimei Iro. And you have in mind that when you determine which day you want, so if you want Friday to have the extended Erev Tchumim, it will take effect. If instead you want it on Shabbos, it will take effect during the Bein HaShmashos, so Friday going into Shabbos, and that will extend your Erev Tchumim according to the place where you placed it to have your different Mokum Shvisa than from your house. So again, this principle works with two different Erev Tchumims, or it could work with one Erev Tchumim and retaining your regular Erev Tchumim of your house. It works either way. Now the Mechaber qualifies this a little bit, and he says, "Bamedvar mamurim, under what circumstances do we allow everything that we said so far in today's shir?" That's talking about Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golios. That works for, as we said, Friday Yontif Shabbos, or Shabbos and Sunday Yontif, or the two Yomim Tovim Shel Golios. However, the one exception to this rule doesn't work is Avol Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which, as we'll see, we call them a Yom Arichta. It's 1 48-hour single day. Harei Hein Kiyom Echod. In Halacha, at least L'Chumra, we view it as one halachic day. So it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in the calendar, but in Halacha, we consider it as 1 48-hour day. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Karton Vav, the Chiyom Echod Aroch Chashvin Olei. We view it in Halacha as one long day. Certainly for anything L'Chumra. And as opposed to the 2 days of Yontif Sheni Sholgolios, where we can split up the first day and the second day because they're really two separate Kedushas, one is really Yontif and one is really not, we, because of Seika the Yoma, we say we treat them both as Yontif, but really they're not the same entity. One is Yontif and one is not. That's as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, where we treat them both as Rosh Hashanah. And in one day, you can't have half the day one place and half the day in the other place. So in the one long 48-hour day of Rosh Hashanah, you can't have the first day your Erev Tchumim in one place and the second physical day your Erev Tchumim in another place, because we consider it as Yom Arichta, one long day. Dirshu footnote number 2 brings down that this is only L'chumra. L'kula, we don't say this. So, for example, the halacha is that you can't cook on Yontav Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah L'tzorech Yontav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. You are not allowed to cook, let's say Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday, Friday. So you're not allowed to cook on Thursday for Friday. You'll have to cook on Thursday for Thursday on Rosh Hashanah, but you can't cook on Thursday for Friday. So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuv Gimel says that that's forbidden, usher. Only in regards to being machmer over here do we view the 2 days as being one, but not in regards to the kula of being able to cook on one day for the other. And the Mogen Avraham adds over there, it's only really in regards to Bishul that we're machmir. Because in reality, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. The second day is really Beis Tishrei. And therefore, we really know that the first day is Yontif, Rosh Hashanah, and the second day is not. So therefore,
L'chumra, we don't allow you to cook. V'nimtza mevashel b'yomtiv l'chol, because otherwise you would be cooking from Rosh Hashanah for a weekday. However, in regards to the Erev, the Mogen Avraham writes, kishiniach l'yom ha-rishon, ein tam l'esor es'yom ha-sheni. When you're making the Erev on Yomtiv Rishon of Rosh Hashanah over here, it's different. Because in regards to the Erev, when you're putting it out on Yom Rishon, ein tam l'esor es'yom ha-sheni. It's not making it osur for the second day, because the second day over here is Nimshach Achar Rishon, it follows after the first one, and if it really were Chol, it really was Beis Tishrei, Mutal Aleches B'lo Erev, you'd be allowed to walk without an Erev anyway. So we're not in any way over here benefiting from saying this is the Kedusha Richta. If it's not a Kedusha Richta, then you actually have no Erev concerns at all, because the second day of Rosh Hashanah is really Chol. And that's why by the Erev, the single Erev works over here for both days. And that's why the Mechaber continues and explains over here, it's Kiyom Echad, the Eino Ma'ariv L'Shnei Yomim El L'Ruach Echos. And if you want to have a Erev for Rosh Hashanah that's different than where you physically are, so then you have to go put out your Erev Techumen, has to be in place right before the start of Rosh Hashanah, and it will last for 2 days. It will work for both of the 2 days. They'll have the same Erev. As the Mishnah explains in Siv Katan Zayin, Tuadin De'ini Yochel Lomar, Yiknili Eruvi Kan Hayom Ulamocha Yeh Kivneiri. And you don't have the right to say, I want the first day of Rosh Hashanah, my Erev to be over here where the Erev Techumen is, and the second day I want to revert back to my house where my regular Erev Techumen would be if I hadn't made a special Erev Techumen. You can't do that, because it's considered Yom Echad. And therefore, both days will have to have the same Erev. Over here, L'ruach Echos, if you're making a special Erev Techumen. Likewise, V'chein Masna Adam Aleiruvo. In addition, the Mechaber now tells us another halacha, that if a person wants to, he can make a Tanai on his Erev Techumen. And he can say, V'omer, I want my Erev L'Shabazu. I want the Erev Techumen that I'm putting out, which will last. It's a box of matzah, so it will last for the whole year. We have to make sure that it's always around. If it's not there, then it can't work. So let's say you put out a box of matzahs that doesn't spoil, and you say, I want this to be an Erev for the following Shabbos, but I don't want it to be for the next Shabbos. I want it to be for this coming Shabbos, but I don't want it to be my Erev Techumen for the following Shabbos. Erev L'Shabazu, avo lo L'Shabbos Acheres. Or L'Shabbos Acheres, I want it to be for the other Shabbosim, avo lo L'Shabazu, but not for this Shabbos. Or, he says, the Shabbosos, I want it to be all the Shabbosos, but not the lo L'Yom Tovim. Or, L'Yom Tovim, the lo L'Shabbosos, all of these Lashonis work perfectly well, as long as he says it beforehand, so he has the right to selectively decide which Shabbosim or Yom Tovim of the year he wishes the Erev that he's putting into place to be an effective Erev Techumen for him, and he has the right to say, and for the other Shabbosos and or Yom Tovim, I do not wish it to be a special Erev Techumen for me. I don't want to remove myself from my regular Erev Techumen in my house. The Mishnah explains in Sivkan Ches that this statement is not related to the Rosh Hashanah statement. This goes back on the previous statements, as I mentioned. Arei Sho'inyan Koi, this goes back, the Mishnah says, on the first part of this Simen, of this Sif. Kimo Sham, Shiyocho Lahaniach, Erev Echad, Be'erev Yontif, V'Shiyocho Lod Levado, Orak Al HaShabbos Sha'achar Yontif. As we said, a person can have two separate days of Friday Yontif and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Sunday Yontif, or two separate Eruvim, Techumim, for the Yontif Sheni Sho'golius. Siv Katan Tes, and it can work for this Shabbos and not the following Shabbos, etc. Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Tes, Ushiye Eruvo Kayam Bioso Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. But if he's saying it for a future Shabbos or for a future Yontif, he has to make sure that the Erev Techumim, the two meals, are still physically extant at that time. Ukishaminiach Lekama Shabbosos, and when a person puts out something for many, many weeks, Tzoruch Lashkiach Tomid, he has to be careful and watch over it, Shemonis Afesh Ohisliah, make sure that it's not spoiled or wormy and that it's not edible. If it's not edible, then it can't work as an Erev Techumim. That's why I mentioned the minhag is to put out matzahs, because matzahs normally can last for a longer period of time. You put out some challah rolls, they're going to become moldy in a very short period of time. If you put out matzah, it can last for the whole year. Dezehu Dover HaMotzri, and he says it especially, it is common that certain types of foods will spoil over here, will be frat pimei kites, especially during the hot summer months. They didn't have refrigerators to put it into, and therefore it could easily become spoiled, and then it wouldn't work. Or onevad ligamre, or an animal could come and take it, or it could just get lost for whatever the reason. So you have to make sure that if you're doing this for this Shabbos and for future Shabbosim or future Yom Tovim, you have to make sure that the item that you're putting out for your shtei sudos, for your Erev Techumen, is still physically extant. We'll begin Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hama'ariv l'shtei yom tovim. If you do this over here and you make an erev for the shtei yom tovim shel golios, for the 2 days in chutz laretz of yontif, or l'shabbos yontif, or if you do it for the Friday and Shabbos, the Friday yontif Shabbos, or the Shabbos and then Sunday yontif, in any of these situations that we discussed in Sif Aleph, when you do this, afa pishu erev echol l'ruach achas l'shnei yom, even though you want it to work for both days, which you're allowed to do, so shia erev b'makom ha'matzui b'leil ha'rishon. Ubelel Hasheni Kol Ben Hashmashos. So if you want it to work for 2 days, so then you have to make sure that not only is it present at the start of the Yontif, let's say on Friday, at the Ben Hashmashos going Thursday into Friday, but it also has to be physically present during the entire Ben Hashmashos of Friday going into Shabbos if you want that single Erev Techumen to work for both of the 2 days, because they're a separate Kedusha. So therefore, it has to physically be around at the start of each separate Kedusha. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud. Wrote Shalomai, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that the Mechaber said, Sheperish behedja shiochol erev ashnei yomim. The person wants the erev to work for both Friday, Yontif, and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yontif Sunday, or both the first days of Pesach. Oh, al Shabbos v'Yontif, or as I just mentioned, in any situation that we've talked about, Shabbos and Yontif, or the 2 days of Yontif Sheni Sholgolios. Sivkot Yud Aleph, ulafuke, as opposed to Shnei Yomim Tovim Shor Hashanah. As opposed to, we said, the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah is different, it's Yom HaRichta, and therefore it doesn't have to be present for both of the 2 days. It just has to be present at the start of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And he says, Af im nechal eruv b'yom rishon yochol lelech gam b'sheni. By Rosh Hashanah, even if the eruv is not physically present, somebody ate it, you're still allowed to go and use that tchum for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because as we said, it's Yom HaRichta. Shetekef b'ven hashmashos rishon niknu lo ha'eruv l'shnei yom. By Rosh Hashanah, the Erev Tchumen that you set up is working for both days because it's one long 48-hour day, the Kedusha Achasin. It's considered one Kedusha, as opposed to Masha Ein Kein B'Sholgolios, the 2 days of Yontif Sholgolios, Bo Niskan Hasheni Rak Bishum Sveika the Yoma. The second day is not the same as the first day. One of the two is really Yontif, and we're not sure. Halachically, we say it's Sveika the Yoma. Maybe the first day was Yontif and the second day is not. Maybe the first day is not and the second day is. And therefore, you need to have it present at both Ben HaShmashos for it to work. And the halacha works the same way. If somebody physically moves himself to the point where he wants to be his Mokum Shvisa at the start of Rosh Hashanah, it works for both days. Kone Shvisa Bezel Shnei Yomim. It works to be Kone, the same Shvisa, the same Erev Techumen for both days. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Rotz Shalom, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Mikol Mokum Lo Amrinan the Daishia Erev Kayam Biyom Rishon Levad. In our case over here, the Yontif Sheni Sholgolios or the Yontif on a Friday or on a Sunday connected to Shabbos, the Erev Tchum has to be around on both days, even the Shtei Kedushos, same because it is two separate Kedushos." With this, we conclude today's Shir.